Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
You're welcome back to the programme. The troubles of public patients forced to wait long periods for access to next generation therapies and cancer care is well known in this country, but a separate access issue has developed over the past number of years between customers of the three main health insurers. For more on this, I'm joined by Rachel Morrow, who's Director of Advocacy with the Irish Cancer Society. Rachel, you're very welcome to the programme. There's anger from experts and cancer doctors of a delay in terms of accessing medication. What's the story?
Hi, Cormac. Good evening to you and all the listeners. Yes, it emerged in the Irish Times, which was published this morning, that doctors say that insurers are denying patients vital cancer drugs. I suppose the issue is that patient access to cancer drugs is beset by inequity, and the focus today is on the inequity between what different private healthcare providers will cover and when. But this is just one feature of the wider system that's not working for patients, because
if we stick with this one element for a moment before we go wider, it dates back to 2019, this current issue with the private insurers, is that right?
That's right. So in 2019, the VHI made a decision to fund some innovative cancer drugs, and the Irish Cancer Society, we welcomed the fact that more patients would have access to innovative drugs because of the VHI's decision. But we did caution that it was incredibly unfair that others would be denied potentially life-saving medicines just because they didn't have private health insurance or maybe were not covered by access to that drug. So we know that private patients, they can already skip the queue for cancer tests. And we did warn that unless the government acted then, that the same would be the case for some cancer drugs.
And what was the government's response at the time?
Well, I suppose what we've seen with respect to cancer drugs is that there's long delays in getting patients access to some cancer drugs because of the reimbursement system. So recently, the Minister for Health did publish a review of the arrangements by which patients do get access to drugs. What we have seen since then is that he committed to establishing a working group. Now, I'm not sure whether that has been established yet or not, but certainly it's not something the Irish Cancer Society has heard of. So we really want accelerated action in this area, because cancer drugs obviously give cancer patients, they give them hope, they give them a better quality of life, and they can even lead to better cancer survival. So it's really, really important that the drugs that are available to other patients in other European countries, that they're made available to Irish patients too.
And you say, Rachel, this is just indicative of a wider inequality in the system.
It is. I mean, if you look at the pathway from the point of diagnosis right up to treatment, cancer patients, there is an inequity, and we're highlighting it when we launch our pre-budget submission tomorrow. What we're saying is that private patients can skip the queue. That leads to an earlier diagnosis of cancer, and ultimately an earlier diagnosis can lead to better outcomes and a better quality of life. Now we're seeing that this is emerging in cancer treatment. So even when somebody is diagnosed with cancer, a private patient may be able to get access to these new therapies. And we just don't think that's fair. Now, we know that there are commitments in launch of care around having better access to diagnostic tests and to standardise access to treatment as well. But we just don't think things are moving fast enough.
Which is strange, because when politicians in government, when they're asked about progress in the health system, they do point to cancer treatment, don't they? So what do you think has gone wrong in recent years?
I think that there's an incredible pressure on the system. I think that the cancer system, which is within the health service, has had to do more with less. And I think that the burden placed on healthcare workers is absolutely enormous. There's more and more cancer patients being diagnosed every year. So it's entirely predictable that there will be an increased pressure on services. But we don't think that they've been expanded adequately to meet the needs and the referral demands. This has been called out by the HSE itself in its 2019 services plan. It said it was not being given the resources so that patients could get timely access to tests. And this is what we're concerned about, is that this will translate into poorer outcomes for cancer patients. So we think, as I said, we're launching our pre-budget tomorrow, but we're hoping that a new direction course can be taken by government, so that everybody can be guaranteed access to tests and treatment within the timeframes that are recommended.
Because we do need to make progress, say practitioners, but they say we're not the hottest in terms of the European league table in terms of access to coverage of therapies.
That's right. In terms of the time it takes to get a cancer drug to a cancer patient, the timelines are long. We're one of the slowest in Europe, and that means that there is this inequity between Irish patients and patients in other European countries. And then, of course, there's the difference between public patients, like we said, and private health insurance. But there's, I suppose, a third inequity, and that's between patients who are on gold-plated health insurance and those who are on more basic levels of cover, even covered by the same provider.
Okay, Rachel, we'll leave it there for the moment. We'll certainly keep tabs on it. Rachel Morrow of the Irish Cancer Society, thank you very much indeed.